that the force of it killed him.
然后他打得很厉害，这个被羞辱的这个人就把羞辱他那个人给杀了，就是误杀了。
And the students and the community blamed this woman's family and her son, even though he had nothing to do with it.
结果这些学生们，这些死者认识的人呢，他们都怪罪于请客的这一家人。
But because it happened at their house,
就是因为这件事是在他家里发生的。
He and the family became the brunt of hate crimes.
所以他的儿子和他全家，他们都受了来自就是各面八方的这些仇恨。
And the family just felt like they were being hunted down.
所以这个家庭就觉得他们就好像被人追杀一样的感觉。
They desperately needed a refuge.
然后他们感到非常的需要一个避难所。
A place where they could get away from it all and feel secure and at peace.
他们很需要一个能让自己安静下来，能感到安全的地方。
Now maybe you've never felt the terror of being hunted, and then again, maybe you have.
也许你们没有被人追杀过，也许你们被人追杀过。
Most likely, though, you've experienced a nightmare in which you were being chased.
但是大多数人可能做过类似的噩梦，就好像有人追你。
And in fear, you ran as fast as you could.
在梦里面，你就使劲地跑啊跑啊。
Your lungs were burning.
跑得你都喘不过气来。
Your legs were aching.
腿也很觉得很累。
But it seemed the faster you ran, the closer he got.
但是好像你跑得越快，追你的人就越近。
And just as he was about to grab you, you woke up and realized it was a dream.
好像他马上就要抓住你了，你一下就醒了，然后意识到这只是一个梦。
But it all seemed so real.
但是好像感觉特别的真实。
Well, in ancient Mid-Eastern culture, such an experience would not have been a nightmare, but something very real.
在古代中东地区，这种情形呢，不仅仅是在噩梦里面，在现实中也很常见。
The population was spread out.
那个地方地广人稀。
And people kept law and order through a simple form of tribal punishment.
当时的人们为了维持法律和秩序，他们就采取一种像部落那种惩罚的方式。
If someone in the family was killed, the relatives would appoint what they called a blood avenger.
如果一个人被杀了，他的亲友就会找一个报血仇的人。
And it was the blood avenger's job to find the murderer and to kill him and her so that justice would be carried out.
这个报血仇的人，他的任务就是找到凶手，把他杀死。
So the blood avenger would track the person down and then step out and announce that he was the family's blood avenger and the murderer would run.
这个报血仇的人呢，他找到了凶手以后，他就会站出来向这个凶手阐明，说他是来报仇的。这个凶手呢就会逃跑。
And the blood avenger would chase him until he executed him.
这个报血仇的人就会一直追他到天涯海角，直到把他正法。
It was his job to give the family proof that the killer was dead. It was kind of crude, but it kept law and order.
而且他把这个凶手杀了以后，还要把证据带回去给这个死者的家人看，让他们知道凶手已经被处决了。这个时候，这种办法呢是很粗糙的，但是却是维持当时的法律是秩序和必要的。
The problem, though, was in the case of an accidental death.
但是问题是，如果这个杀的这个人是无意中是误杀呢
？Let's say a woman was on her way to the market, riding the family camel.
我们假如一个女人，她到市场上去买菜，坐着她家的骆驼。
This isn't. There we go. And as she was on her way, a five-year-old jumped out in front of her.
她在路上走的时候，突然就跳出一个五岁的小孩。
She tried to stop.
这个人想要停下骆驼。
She screamed a warning.
而且她也在喊。
She pulled on the reins of her camel.
她也拉了缰绳。
But the five-year-old got trampled upon.
但是这个五岁的小孩还是被骆驼踩死了。
Immediately, the woman jumped down and attempted to look after the little one's needs.
这个女士就跳下来，赶紧去救这个小孩。
But it was too late, and the boy died.
但是也太晚了，这孩子已经死了。
So what happened?
那么发生了什么事呢
？Well, the five-year-old's family called a meeting, and they appointed a blood avenger.
所以这个五岁小孩的家人他们开了一个会议找到了一个报血仇的人。
And his orders were clear. He was to find the woman, chase her down, and kill her.
这个使命很明确，报血仇者要找到这个女人，把她杀死报仇。
But you say that's not justice. She didn't mean to kill the little boy.
但是你会说这样不公平啊，因为这个女人不是诚心要害死那个孩子的。
It was an accident.
只是一个事故而已。
And you're right.
你是对的。
And that's exactly why God instructed his people regarding this kind of thing.
那就是为什么神对他的民有关于这方面的教导。
Here's what he said in Joshua chapter 20, verse 2 and 3.
神在约书亚记二十章二到三节说。
He said, speak to the children of Israel, saying, appoint for yourselves cities of refuge, of which I spoke to you through Moses.That the slayer who kills a person accidentally or unintentionally may flee there. And there they will be a refuge for the avenger of blood.
神说你吩咐以色列人说你们要照着我借摩西所晓谕你们的为自己设立逃城使那无心而误杀人的可以逃到那里。这些城可以作为你们逃避报血仇人的地方。
Now the Israelites followed God's instructions.
那么以色列人就顺从了神的安排。
They chose six cities of refuge for their geographical location and easy access throughout the nation.
他们按照地理环境，在他们的本土上选择六个城市作为逃城。
And they posted signs, city of refuge, with an arrow pointing to the direction.
而且在路上设立了指路牌，指向逃城的方向。
And so if someone was involved in an accidental death,
所以如果有人误杀了人
he or she could take off to the nearest city of refuge.
他们就可以跑到最近的逃城去躲避。
And once inside the gates, he or she was safe from the blood avenger.
一旦进了逃城的门他们就可以安全了。
The city acted as a protector until a fair trial could take place.
逃城来保护他们直到有一个公平的审判。
And if during the trial the person was found guilty of intentional murder, he or she was handed over to the blood avenger.
如果审判判定这个凶手是有罪的，那么就会把他交给报血仇的人。
But if it was found that the death was accidental, the blood avenger was sent away, and the person in question was set free.
如果判定只是误杀，那么这个报血仇的人就被请走，这个人也就可以走出来了。
Now get this.These cities of refuge flowed right out of the heart of God.
你们要知道，这个逃城是神从他的内心深处来愿意设立的。
God's the one who provided for them.
因为神愿意我们有一个逃避的地方。
And they give us a beautiful picture of God's concern for us.
他向我们展示了一幅美好的图画。让我们看到神的心意。
Because God wants to provide a refuge for those who feel they're being hunted down and oppressed.
因为神的心意就是为那些觉得自己被迫害、被追杀的人，为他们提供一个安全的所在。
Now look at this in Psalm 91 once again. It says, those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty.
诗篇九十一篇告诉我们，住在至高者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫下。
This I declare about the Lord: He alone is my refuge, my place of safety.
我要论到耶和华说，他是我的避难所，是我的山寨。
He is my God, and I trust in Him.
是我的神，是我所依靠的。
For He will rescue me from every trap and protect you from deadly diseases.
他必救你脱离捕鸟人的网罗和毒害的瘟疫。
He will cover you with his feathers.
他必用自己的翎毛遮蔽你。
And under his wings you will take refuge.
你要投靠在他的翅膀底下。
His faithful promises are your armor and protection.
他的诚实是大小的盾牌。
Now notice that part where it says, he will cover you with his feathers.
注意，有一句话说，他必用自己的翎毛遮蔽你。
And under his wings, you will take refuge.
你要投靠在他的翅膀底下。
Have you ever observed a mother hen with her chicks?
你们有没有见过一只母鸡和它的小鸡？
If she becomes aware of some danger, she lifts her wings, and within seconds, all her little chicks disappear underneath them.
每当母鸡意识到危险的时候，它就把翅膀张开，立刻所有的小鸡就都不见了。
And although she's just a chicken, her mean look will dare any predator, many times her size, to take one step closer.
虽然这只是一只母鸡，但是她当时的表情是很凶狠的，所以他们的敌人一看到这个样子就都吓跑了。
Meanwhile, in the blackness under her wings, the little chicks feel safe and secure.
同时在她的翅膀的荫下，这些小鸡觉得又安全。又有保护。
Her downy feathers caress their heads.
因为她的羽毛啊，这个盖住了小鸡的头。
Her warmth stills their shakes.
她的温暖，温暖了这些吓得发抖的这些小鸡。
And her steady heartbeat calms their fears.
而且她稳定的心跳对小鸡起到一个镇静的作用。
Now, in time, the little chicks crawl out and face the world.
所以当那些小鸡要从翅膀底下出来面对这个世界的时候
But having been protected for a while, they do so a little calmer, a little stronger, and a little more secure.
因为他们已经得到了保护，他们出来的时候就觉得更加的安稳，更加的安全。
And that's the picture of our God as our refuge.
那就是我们的神，他就是这样为我们做避难所的。
God delights to spread his wings and shelter us.Whenever we feel frightened and afraid,
每当我们感到害怕的时候，神都很乐意张开他的翅膀，欢迎我们前去躲藏。
Hide here for a while, he says.
他说：“你来躲一会儿吧。”
Get away from the pressure.
逃离，就远离你的压力。
Let me calm you down.
让我来安慰你。
Now in time, we will venture back into the world.
所以过后我们出来面对世界。
But having been under his wings, we will do so calmer, stronger, and feeling more secure.
因为我们曾经被他庇护，我们出来的时候就觉得更加的安稳，更加的安全。
Now maybe you're thinking right now, well, I don't need a refuge. Everything's going fine.
也许你现在想，我才不需要避难所呢。这个生活还是挺顺的。
And for 99% of the Israelites, the cities of refuge didn't mean all that much to them.
在当时99%的以色列人也并不需要这个逃城。
Now they knew they were there if they needed them, but rarely did they need them.
虽然他们可能犯了事儿会需要，但是大多数情况下他们并不需要。
I mean, how often does one get involved in something like that where they're being chased for killing somebody?
这个人被追杀的几率也是不太高。
However, to the woman who accidentally killed that 5-year-old,That city of refuge was the most important place in all the world to her.
然而对那个就是误伤那个小男孩的女士来讲，逃城这个地方是世界上最重要的地方了。
Now here, picture it. Here was this blood avenger after her.
你们想象一下，她一路上都在躲避这个暴雪仇者的追杀。
She pleaded with her legs not to give way as she ran as fast as she could.
她希望她的腿不要就是不要没有劲儿了。
And in time, she heard the blood avenger getting closer and closer. His breathing was heavy.
她听到这个暴雪仇的人越来越近，越来越近，都能听到他的喘气的声音。
And in a desperate lunge, she ran through the gates of the city of refuge.
那她在绝望之中一步跳到这个逃城里面。
And her blood avenger stopped short.
然后她的暴雪仇者就停了。
She held her breath as he turned around and walked away.
这个暴仇者只能走了。
And then she sighed, "I'm safe. I'm safe. Praise God for this refuge."
然后这个女人就会说，哎呀，我终于安全了，感谢主为我预备这个地方。
Now, who needs a refuge today?
今天谁需要逃城呢？
Those who feel oppressed.
那些被压迫的。
Not working. Those who are fearful.
那些恐惧的。
Those who are worried.
那些忧虑的。
Those who are being unfairly attacked.
那些被受到不公待遇的。
Those who are pressured.
那些被放在重压之下的。
Those who are troubled in any way.
还有那些在各种情况下被困扰、被迫害的。
Look at this in Psalm 9.
我们看看诗篇九章。
The Lord is a shelter for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble.
耶和华要给受欺压的人做高台，在患难的时候做高台。
So in any kind of troubling circumstance.
所以当你遇到任何的患难的时候。
Whenever you're in need of a quiet and safe and secure place.
每当你需要一个安静、安全的所在。
God delights in providing a refuge for you.
神很高兴为你提供这样一个地方。
It's in his heart to do it.
那是因为他真心想要保护你。
It's in his very nature to do it.
那是他的天性。
Maybe things are going all right for you right now.
也许现在生活一帆风顺。
But it won't always be that way.
但是不会永远这样。
Sooner or later, you're going to experience a heartache or some pain or some adversity.
早晚你会经历伤心痛苦。
And when you do, you're going to need a safe harbor.
当那些来临的时候，你需要一个安全的港湾。
My grandfather was a sea captain and had his own four-mast schooner on which he carried cargo all over the world.
我祖父是一个航海家，他拥有一艘四维的帆船。
My father was raised on a boat like this.
我的父亲就是在这样的船上长大的。
And my dad told me of his last trip on the sea.
我父亲告诉我他在海上最后一次航行的经历。
He had sold his ship to somebody down in the south and had booked passage on a steamship that was headed for New York.
他已经卖了他的帆船，然后他就买票登上了一艘轮船，要回到纽约。
Bad health was closing in on him, and he knew that his days were numbered.
那个时候他身体已经很不好了，意识到自己已经时日无多了。
And as he was resting in his room, he heard a knock on the door.
他在屋里躺着的时候，听到有人敲门。
It was the captain of the ship.
是那艘轮船的船长。
They were nearing Cape Hatteras in North Carolina, a place where many ships had gone down.
那艘船驶到北卡罗来纳的哈特雷斯角附近，那个地方经常有沉船。
And a fierce storm was going on with hurricane force winds.
而且那个时候刮起了大风，就像飓风那样的。
Low clouds made visibility absolutely impossible.
而且乌云密布，看不到远方。
And the captain feared for his ship and the cargo that it was carrying.
轮船的船长担心自己的船会沉。
He knew my grandfather knew the coastline like the back of his hand.
因为他听说这位老人就是牧师的祖父。
And he had a reputation of excellent navigational skills.
因为他听说这个老人是非常好的航海家。
So he asked him to take the helm and to bring the ship safely into New York Harbor.
所以他就恳请这个老人他来。掌舵把这个船开回纽约。
Now my grandfather had no experience with steamships.
我的祖父对这个轮船没有什么经验。
He had sailed sailing vessels all his life.
因为他一直是开帆船的。
So reluctantly he took the helm, and with driving wind and pelting rain and high waves and low clouds, he maintained course.
所以虽然有点不情愿，但是他还是去了。去给他们掌舵，穿过了这些暴风狂骤雨。
The storm followed them all the way up the coast.
这个风暴一直尾随着他们。
And sometime in the second night, still at the helm, my grandfather sensed that he was near New York Harbor.
在第二天晚上，虽然还是在风暴当中，他祖父意识到马上就要到纽约了。
Passing through the breakwater walls of the harbor, everything became calm.
他一开过纽约港口的这个防波堤，立刻就风平浪静了。
Outside, the storm was still raging.
在防波堤外，仍旧是狂风巨浪。
In the harbor, it was still like a lake.
但是在港口里面，风平如镜。
They were safe.
他们安全了。
My grandfather turned the helm back over to the captain and said, "Get me to shore. I'm going home."
我的祖父把舵还给了船长，说：“让我上岸吧，我要回家了。”
5 days later, he died.
5天以后，这个老人去世了。
But you know, when a storm of life arises, you need to find a refuge, a harbor, where it's quiet and safe.
当风暴起来的时候，你的人生中需要找到一个平静的港湾。
And Scripture says God is that refuge. God is that harbor.
经文告诉我们，神就是那个港湾。
Well, now, if that be the case, since God is a refuge, how do we enter in?
所以我们知道神是我们的港湾，是我们的逃城。但是我们怎样才能进到那里面呢？
Where are the gates of God's city of refuge?
神的逃城门开在什么地方？
How does one navigate into God's harbor of refuge?
一个人怎样才能找到神的港湾呢？
The Scripture tells us.
圣经告诉我们。
Number one, the scripture says you need to call upon God.
第一，圣经告诉我们要求告神。
Now in Psalm 91, we read those verses. Verse 2, the Lord is a refuge.
我们刚才唱了，主耶和华是我的避难所。
And in verse 4, he said, He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge.
91说，他必用自己的翎毛遮蔽你，你要投靠在他的翅膀底下。
And verse 9 says, The Lord is your refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place.
第九节说，耶和华是我的避难所，你已将至高者当你的居所。
And having told us that God is our refuge, verse 15 tells us how we can access him as a refuge.
然后91章15节就告诉我们，我们如何能够找到这个避难所。
Here's what he said in verse 15. Call upon me, and I will answer you.I will be with you in trouble. I will deliver you and honor you.
十九节说，他若求告我，我就应允他。他在急难中，我要与他同在。我要搭救他，使他尊贵。
And so to enter God's refuge, you have to call upon Him.
要进入神的避难所，你要求告神。
Scripture instructs us to walk by faith, not by sight.
经节告诉我们。我们要用信心而不是靠眼见。
In other words, we're not to focus on the storms of life, we're to focus on the bigness of our God.
意思是说不要定睛看眼前的风暴，要抬头看上面的神。
Now when you call upon God, you're recognizing your need for God.
当你求告神的时候，你向神陈明你的需要。
And you're realizing that he's the captain that's going to bring you through the storm into the harbor.
而且你知道他才是那个能够带你找到港湾的船长。
And that's the faith God is looking for.
那就是神想要的那种信心。
For centuries, believers have called upon God and found him to be a refuge.
古往今来，信主的人一直在求告神，因为他们知道神是他们的避难所。
Now think about it.
你想一想。
You don't have to get out a map.
你不需要一个地图。
You don't have to calculate how far it is going to be to the city of refuge.
你也不需要计算你离避难所有多远。
You don't even have to wait to the next church service.
你也甚至不必要等到下一个主日。
In your car.
在你的车里。
In the office.
在你的办公室里。
In your home.
在家里。
Wherever you are at.
不论你在何处。
You can call upon God and discover that place is just as good as any great cathedral.
你都可以求告神，你求告神的时候，你就发现你所在的地方比世上最华丽的教堂还要好。
You can access the refuge of God anytime, anywhere.
你在不论在何时，不论在何处，都可以进入神的避难所。
And all you have to do is acknowledge your need.
你需要做的就是跪在。
Exercise faith.
你要锻炼你的，就是
操练。Call upon God.
操练你的信心，呼求神。
And ask Him to be a refuge for you in your time of trouble.
请求神为你做避难所。
Some years ago, my wife Susan got very ill, and we knew something was internally wrong.
很多年以前，我太太苏珊身体不舒服，我们觉得有些事情不对了。
We went to the doctor, he took one look at her and sent us to a specialist.
我们去到医院，医生看了一下子，就把我们送到专家那儿去了。
The specialist took some initial tests and then called us into his office for consultation.
专家做了一些测试，把我们叫到他的办公室里面，来单独谈。
I sensed fear on his face.
我看到他的脸上有很重的焦虑。
And he explained that the initial tests looked like a large tumor the size of a grapefruit.
他说这个发现这个有一个像这个橙子那么大的这个肿瘤
was attached to her kidney or liver.
是在他的肝脏和肾脏的那个地方。
The prospect did not look good.
前景不妙。
He made arrangements for Susan to be admitted to the hospital for further tests and confirmation of his diagnosis.
所以就安排苏珊住院去继续检查。
And once there, she was whisked away, and I went for a walk.
到苏珊在医院被人抬走以后，我就去外面散步。
My world was caving in around me.
我的世界都快坍塌了。
The thought of a tumor on a major organ scared me.
因为在人体的重要器官上长了一个肿瘤，这太可怕了。
My imagination was getting the best of me.
我越想越害怕。
The thought of losing my wife with two young children was unbearable.
因为那时候两个孩子还小，无法想象失去妻子会是怎么样。
I desperately needed a refuge.
我真的很需要一个避难所。
I passed the hospital chapel.
所以我路过了医院的教堂。
I went in and sat in a pew. I was all alone.
我进去以后坐在第一排，只有我一个人。
I looked up and I called upon God.
我向上，我去呼求神。
I said, "Oh God, Susan is sick."
我说主啊，苏珊病了。
And I'm scared.
我害怕。
Help her.
你帮助她。
Help the doctors know what to do.
让医生知道怎么样医治她。
Please don't let her die.
求你不要让她死。
I don't know how long I was there or all that I said.
不知道在里面待了多久。
But unmistakably, the presence of God surrounded me.
但是肯定的是，那时候神用他的同在环绕着我。
A peace came upon me.
一种平安来到我的身上。
And when I got up to leave, I was calmer than when I went in.
我起来离开这个教堂的时候，觉得非常的平静，比我进来的时候平静多了。
A doctor found me and told me that the further tests showed that there was a blockage in the urethra coming out of the kidney.
然后医生就跟我讲说，他们检查发现原来里面就是有一地方堵了。
And backed up fluid had caused a large pocket. It wasn't a tumor.
不是肿瘤，是这个因为有阻塞，所以导致了一个大的鼓包。
But there was bleeding, and the bleeding and the blood congealed, giving the appearance of a tumor.
因为有很多的有出血，出血以后结成块，看起来像肿瘤。
It required two operations, but it was not as life-threatening as originally thought.
需要动两个手术，但是对生命没有威胁。
But my experience in the hospital chapel that day affirmed what millions of believers around the world have experienced down through the ages.
我那天在医院教堂里所经历的，就是全世界所有信徒他们所经历过的。
And that is, if we call upon our God in our time of need, He becomes our refuge.
就是当我们在急难中求告神的时候，他成为我们的避难所。
And then the scripture tells us, number two, to enter God's refuge, you need to pour out your heart to God.
然后经节又告诉我们第二点。我们要找到神做避难所，我们还要向他倾心吐意。
Look at this in Psalm 62, verse 8. It says, "Oh my people, trust in the Lord at all times. Pour out your heart to Him, for God is our refuge."
诗篇62说：“你们众民当时时倚靠他，在他面前倾心吐意，神是我们的避难所。”
Now somehow the password, you all know what passwords are.
我们都知道。
Sorry. Opens up the gates of God's refuge.
我们知道，我们要打开神的门，就必须要有这个密码。这个密码是什么呢？
As we flow words from the depths of our heart when it really is hurting.
就是当我们受伤害的时候，从我们内心深处涌出来的那些话语，就成了我们打开神的避难所的密码。
When we tell God how bad it really is,
当我们跟神讲说这个情况多么糟糕。
When we let God know how desperate we are,
当我们告诉神我们是如何绝望。
Somewhere in the middle of telling God everything and pouring out our heart to Him, the gates open and the wings spread.
就当我们这样子向神倾心吐意的时候，神就打开了他的避难所。
One of the people who experienced this in the Bible was Jeremiah, an Old Testament prophet.
在旧约里面有一个先知耶利米，他就曾经经历过。
God called Jeremiah to speak His truth to a hostile environment.
神呼召耶利米向一群敌对他的人传讲他的话语。
It was not a fun job.
是很不容易的。
Today it would be like a Christian missionary called to the ISIS rebels in the Middle East.
就好比今天一个基督教的宣教士去伊斯兰国宣教。
The people in Jeremiah's day just did not want to hear what God had to say to them.
因为那个时候耶利米身边的人根本就不想听神想说什么。
So whenever Jeremiah spoke, the people shouted insults at him.
所以每当耶利米开口说话的时候，人们就侮辱他。
And there were times when they beat him and put him in stocks in front of the public gates of the city.
甚至毒打他，把他放在木架上。
And passersby laughed and made fun of him.
然后放在城门示众，让旁边的人就取笑。
Jeremiah was so worn down by it all that he finally poured out his heart to God.
耶利米当时已经精疲力尽了，所以他就向神倾吐。
And here's what he said in Jeremiah chapter 20.
他在耶利米书二十章。
O Lord, you misled me, and I allowed myself to be misled. You are stronger than I am, and you overpowered me. Now I am mocked every day. Everyone laughs at me. You told me to announce destruction and death. These messages have made me a household joke.
Can you turn to the other side, the previous slide?
That?
Yeah, the previous one.
Previous?
Yeah. There's another one before this. Yeah. 他说，耶和华，求你，你曾劝导我，我也听了你的劝导。你比我有力量，且胜了我。我终日成为笑话，人人都戏弄我。我每逢讲论的时候，就发出哀声。我喊叫说，有强暴和毁灭，为耶和华的话，终日成了我的凌辱讥刺。
Now, when you're accusing God of misleading you, and forcing you into something that you didn't want to do, you're pretty low.
因为那个时候耶利米觉得耶和华让他做的事情是误导了他，让他遭受这些迫害，所以他当时真的是处于人生的低谷。
And then look at this in verses 14 and 15. Jeremiah said these words, I curse the day I was born. May no one celebrate the day of my birth. I curse the messenger who told my father, good news, you have a son.
十四十五节说，愿我生日的那日受咒诅，愿我母亲产我的那日不蒙福，给我父亲报信说你得了儿子，是我父亲甚欢喜的，愿那人受咒诅。
Jeremiah is saying here, I hate my birthday.
他说的就是说我甚至讨厌自己的生日。
I even hate the guy who announced to my father I was born.
我甚至讨厌那个为我父亲报信说他得了儿子的人。
Now that's about as low as you can get.
这说明他的灵命已经非常的低落了。
But what was Jeremiah doing by saying these things?
但是耶利米他这样说，他是在干什么呢？
He was pouring out his heart to God. He was telling God exactly how he felt.
他是向神倾心吐意，他告诉神他此刻的感受。
Now, as he was doing all of that, look at this in verse 11 of the same passage. Jeremiah said, But the Lord stands beside me like a great warrior.Before him, my persecutors will stumble. They cannot defeat me. They fail and be thoroughly humiliated. Their dishonor will never be forgotten.
但是当他这样向神抱怨的时候，同时他又意识到，然而耶和华与我同在，好像什么可怕的勇士。因此逼迫我的必都半跌，不能得胜。他们必大大蒙羞，就是受永不忘记的羞辱，因为他们行事没有智慧。
And then he said this in verse 13, Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for though I was poor and needy, he rescued me from my oppressors.
而且他说，你们要向耶和华歌唱，赞美耶和华，因他救了穷人的性命，脱离恶人的手。
Here Jeremiah is pouring out his heart to God, telling him how poor and how bad it was.
这个时候耶利米向耶和华倾心吐意，告诉神他当时多么的穷苦，多么的受逼迫。
And somehow, mysteriously, in the middle of it all, he felt cared for by God.
就在这中间，神秘的是，他竟然感受到耶和华与他同在。
God became a refuge for him and rescued him.
因为神成为他的避难所，拯救他。
Now, when you're feeling hurt,and stressed and discouraged and depressed and in need of a refuge, pour out your heart to God.
当你感到受伤、痛苦、受逼迫的时候，向神倾心吐意。
Tell him how you feel.
告诉神你的感受。
Be honest with him.
跟他在他面前要诚实。
Tell him your feelings.
告诉他你的感受。
Get it all out.
全都告诉他。
And you'll feel the covering presence of God upon you.
然后你就会感到神的同在。
You'll feel the opposition feeling less intense.
你就会感到你的对立面就没有那么就是强迫了，没有那么强烈了。
Your legs and your spirit will feel stronger.
你的腿会觉得强壮，你的灵会觉得强壮。
And your outlook will look brighter.
你前面的这个是也是觉得有前途。
Now you might not be able to see yourself totally clear.
也许你还没有办法看清前面的道路。
But you'll know that God is going to bring you through, and that God is going to lead you through this.
但是你知道神会带领你，神会带领你通过这一切。
If you've never experienced God's refuge, you don't know what you're missing.
如果你从来没有经历过在神里面寻求避难所，那么你就是错过了一个多么好的经历。
But you can experience it.
但是你是可以经历到的。
When you're feeling troubled, call upon God.
当你困苦的时候，向神呼求。
And when you're feeling exasperated, pour out your heart to God. Tell him how you feel.
愤怒的时候，向神呼求。
And God will become a refuge for you.
神就是你的避难所。
Look at the life of Jesus.
看看主耶稣的一生。
No one faced responsibility.
没有人像他那样承担如此大的责任。
And pressure.
承受如此大的压力。
And rejection.
面对如此多的背叛。
And pain.
承受如此多的痛苦。
Like Jesus.
像主耶稣承受的。
Yet there were times when Jesus would take an entire day or an entire night.
那个时候，主耶稣会用一整天、一整夜的时间。
And he would retreat to a safe place like a boat or a mountain or this secluded place in the desert.
来到一个隐秘的地方，比如说一艘船或者山上。
And there he would enter into the refuge that his father prepared for him.
然后他进入天父为他准备的避难所。
He would pour out his heart to the Father, and the Father would cover him with his wings and shelter him.
他向天父倾心吐意，天父用翅膀遮盖他。
And after he would come away renewed and ready to go back into the world.
然后他又出来，被重新得力，可以面对那个世界。
Now Jesus' experience can be your experience.
主耶稣的经历也可以变成你的经历。
When you need a refuge, call upon God.
当你需要避难所的时候，呼求神。
Pour out your heart to him.
向他倾心吐意。
God will cover you with his wings and strengthen you.
神会用他的翅膀遮盖你。
There is more.
还有。
God's refuge here on earth is an incredible experience.
我们在世上经历到神的避难所是非常棒的经历。
But God has something even better.
但是神还有更好的。
And that's his eternal refuge in heaven.
那就是他在永恒里面的天堂。
In heaven, no one will ever chase you.
在天堂，没有人会追杀你。
In heaven, there will be no terrorists or blood avenger.
在天堂，没有恐怖分子，没有报血仇的人。
In heaven, not even the internal terrors like heartbreak and hurt and sadness and frustration and pain will ever bother you.
在天堂，甚至没有任何的疾病、痛苦、眼泪。
Heaven is safe.
天堂是安全的。
There will never be a threat.
没有这个威胁。
Never a worry.
没有担忧。
Never a fear.
没有恐惧。
All those things will be gone forever.
这些都永远的没有。
And that final refuge is open to anyone who would choose to have it through Jesus Christ.
而且这个永恒的避难所是向所有的人敞开，只要你愿意借着主耶稣进入到那里。
And so, do you need a refuge today?
你今天需不需要避难所?
Do you have some troubles?
你有没有麻烦?
Look at this in Psalm 46:1. God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble.
诗篇46篇告诉我们，神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。
The God you're looking for.The God you need and the God you can have is a God of refuge.
你所寻找的神，你需要的神，你已经得到的神，是提供避难所的神。
And how can you make him your refuge?
你怎样找到这个避难所？
Well, you call upon him.
你求告他。
You pour out your heart to him.
你向他倾心吐意。
You trust him for eternal life.
你在永生里信靠他。
And he will navigate you into his safe harbor.
他会为你导航，带你进入安全的港湾。
What a God!
多么伟大的主！
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for providing a refuge for us.
我们天上的父，感谢你为我们提供避难的所在。
So often we face times of trouble and stress and pressure.
我们在这世上有如此多的麻烦，如此多的压力。
Times when we're afraid and worried.
我们经常是担忧恐惧的。
And at such times, we thank you that we have you.
但是在这些时候，我们感谢你，因为我们有你。
Enable us not to look at the storm, but at our God.
让我们看到你，而不是风暴。
To call upon you.
呼求你。
To pour out our heart to you.
向你倾心吐意。
And to trust you.
信靠你。
You have promised to be our refuge.
你承诺你是我们的避难所。
For this we praise and thank you in Jesus' name.
我们以耶稣基督的名感谢你，赞美你。
Amen.
Amen.